High five.
Is that all right?
High five.
You're the only 3 seconds ever.
High five. High five. High five. High five. High five. High five.
Thank you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Not like too intense, really like in the weeds.
Awesome. No. You relax a little bit. I can see the furrows just kind of relaxing, melting away. You know, you're here. See.
Well, you care about the patient.
No, this is good. Yeah, this is good. We know how difficult. I mean, you know how many folks in our clinical experiences. This is the stuff that we hear difficult. These stories all the time. This is full of narratives. It's important. That's why we liked it. It'll go well.
Yeah, good.
It'll go
I'm glad.
Well.
I'm glad. No, I mean, it's. I think anyone who's a clinician kind of recognizes this issue. It's funny. I mean, I didn't tell a story, but we run a lot of studies about like how to communicate this information, how to collect the data, how to use the data, how to report it back to patients, how to get it into the EHR, and we did like a very large study where we had patients and clinicians both reporting chemotherapy toxicities, symptomatic chemotherapy toxicities, but kind of blinded to each other, and found like huge discrepancies in what each was reporting. You know, we as clinicians just massively downgrade
denial
everybody's symptoms, and I was working with a colleague of mine who did like one of these IRTs, one of these sort of complicated new statistical methods analyses, and he did it on my own patients because I was enrolling. I was one of many investigators, and he showed me that I was no different than any of the other clinicians. I too totally downgraded all of my patients' toxicities. And I thought I was like, Mr. Sensitive Doctor, that I listen.
Well, is it part of it because when you get down to the bottom line, we believe that patients will choose longevity over quality. And so if we think that their longevity is improving, we will say, that's the price. You're better.
You're doing fine. Yeah.
Well, and I think we want them to feel okay and be okay because it makes us feel good that we're helping them. There's a lot of, I think, personal bias in there.
Yeah, and I think the flip side is that patients often don't tell us everything that's going on. They want to sort of please, and we're off, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I think they kind of want to please doctors, and there's like a lot of psychobehavioral research to support that. And mm-hmm. for some reason, when we use paper or electronic surveys, people are honest, mm-hmm. and we see how they really are doing. But yeah.